How to regain your faith in the angels. Only in the darkness can you see the stars. Anon. Have you ever lost faith in your angels, or perhaps even in yourself? It's not unusual to feel disconnected from your angels and your spiritual beliefs following a traumatic event, a loss, or when someone treats you badly. Or maybe you followed what you thought were signs, and yet your plans didn't work out as expected. I get it. I really do. When something causes your trust to drop, that's when your skeptical ego mind can jump in and make you doubt everything. Suddenly, you start to see the world through the eyes of fear, and it feels as though your angels just aren't there anymore. This is because fear is a lower vibration, and it's temporarily blocking you from perceiving the higher vibration of angels. Your fear goggles are focused only on fear, limitation, and your perceived inadequacies. When your belief in yourself and your angels wanes, it's really a sign that negative energy is temporarily blocking your connection and awareness of the angels, the source, and even your own soul. Like a thick black cloud covering the sun, fear, negative thoughts, and emotional pain layer over your energy. Remember, though, that when a cloud blocks the sun doesn't go away. It's only hidden from view temporarily. And this is also true of the angels. They never, ever leave your side. But in moments of doubt, you can't perceive them because the lower frequencies of fear are cloaking your senses. When you doubt yourself and your abilities, it's because lower energy is warping your perception of your true self. You can't see your own brilliance, your own light, and your gifts because you're looking through the eyes of fear. So how do you regain your faith and confidence? Well, here are three suggestions for you that I know definitely work. Number one, cleanse and protect your energy. Whenever you feel your faith and confidence drop, ask Archangel Michael to immediately cleanse your energy of any lower vibrations that may be pulling you down. Cut cords to anyone who you feel a negative attachment to. Then ask to be shielded with Archangel Michael's purple-blue light. Be sure to add this process to your daily spiritual practice to protect your confidence and connection from destructive, undermining negativity. You can use any one of my angelic clearing meditations for this important work. You can go to my free angel library or go to the store to download your favorites. Once your energy is protected and clear, you'll start to feel your faith, your confidence come back up to the surface, and you will feel lighter, clearer. You'll be perceiving life as it is, not through the filter of fear. Suggestion number two, be honest with yourself and do an energy audit. This means tightening your boundaries and weeding out any draining and negative influences from your life that could be undermining your faith and confidence. You likely know when someone or something has brought you down, and it's not unspiritual to limit your contact with toxic people or situations. You've heard the term death by a thousand cuts. The same is true of exposure to negative energy, no matter how small. Maybe it's time that you cut back on the ways that fear energy can enter your life. This is a good time to clear clutter, block, unfollow, delete, mute, and unsubscribe from anything that is not bringing positive energy into your life. Get a sheet of paper and draw a line down the center, making two columns. On the one side, put what drains me. And on the other side, put what fuels me. And then think about everything that comes to mind. Let anything come into your mind that drains you and write it down in the first column. You might be surprised what your consciousness throws up to the surface for you to be aware of when you ask that question. When you feel like you've exhausted that list, then go over to the second column and start thinking about the situations, people, activities that fuel you, that give you energy, and write down everything. Now your job is to weed out as many from the first list as you can and to start giving yourself time and energy and focus on as much as you can on the second list. Suggestion number three is to ask your angels to boost your faith. You can even say, angels, if you're really there, please send me a sign that is undeniable and clear, which will boost my faith in your presence. When you lose faith, it's not a sign to give up on your angels. It's a big red flag waving to let you know that you need them now more than ever. My final suggestion is to begin a daily spiritual practice of meditation. You can lose faith because you've stopped connection to Source and the angels through meditation and prayer. Your angels never leave your side, but it can feel as if they aren't there anymore when your mind and energy are distracted and focused elsewhere. You can miss out on their guidance and support when you don't take the time to tune in. What I've come to understand is that our spiritual path is sustained by a practice. It protects us against the harshness and the fear. It builds faith, and that faith sustains us, helping us to know that no matter what is going on in our world, love, support, and miracles are available. Angels are real, and you have no need to worry about their presence. Your angels have your back, and they know how important it is for you to have a connection with them. Here's a daily prayer that you can use to connect with the angels. I ask for and invite the presence of Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael, and I invite my guardian angels to step forward. Thank you, angels, for guiding me today. Please boost my faith in you and ignite a greater confidence in myself. Please shield and protect me against anyone with negative intentions or lower energies. I am open to your guidance, and I would love a clear sign that you are with me today. Amen. I'd love to help you to create a strong connection with your angels so that you can create positive changes in your life. I've created a powerful new program called the Certified Angel Communicator. In this program, you will discover how the angels communicate with you and how to receive their messages. You'll develop your spiritual and psychic gifts. You'll learn to be clairvoyant, clairsentient, claircognizant, and clairaudient. You'll learn to channel the angels and bring through their healing and clear messages. If you'd like to learn more, go over to the link, the Angel Communicator Program, where you can sign up to be on the wait list for when doors open in September. Thank you so much for being part of my world. Angel blessings. See you next week.